Mendel and Heredity. Section 1. Origins of Hereditary Science. Since they first learned how to breed plants and animals, people have been interested in heredity. In the 1800s, one person figured out some of the first key ideas of genetics. Recall that genetics is the science of heredity and the mechanism by which traits are passed from parents to offspring. Mendel's breeding experiments. A monk named Gregor Johann Mendel lived in the 1800s in Austria. Mendel did breeding experiments with the garden pea plant, Pisum sativum, shown in Figure 1. Farmers had done similar experiments before, but Mendel was the first person to develop rules that accurately predict the patterns of heredity in pea plants. Modern genetics is based on Mendel's explanations for the patterns of heredity in garden pea plants. As a young man, Mendel studied to be a priest. Later, he went to the University of Vienna. There, he learned how to study science through experimentation and how to use mathematics to explain natural events. Mendel lived the rest of his life in a monastery, where he taught high school and cared for a garden. It was in this garden that he completed his important experiments. Most of Mendel's experiments involved crossing different types of pea plants. In this case, the word cross means to mate or breed two individuals. Mendel crossed a type of garden pea plant that had purple flowers with a type that had white flowers. All of the offspring from that cross had purple flowers. However, when two of these purple-flowered offspring were crossed, some offspring had white flowers and some had purple flowers. The white color had reappeared in the second group of offspring. Mendel decided to investigate this strange occurrence. So he carefully crossed different types of pea plants and recorded the numbers of each type of offspring. He did this experiment many times. Features of pea plants. Mendel studied seven features in his pea plants, as Figure 2 shows. The garden pea plant is a good subject for studying heredity because the plant has contrasting traits, usually self-pollinates, and grows easily. Contrasting traits. In the study of heredity, physical features that are inherited are called characters. Several characters of the garden pea plant exist in two clearly different forms. The plant's flower color is either purple or white. There are no intermediate forms. A trait is one of several possible forms of a character. Purple is one of two possible traits for the flower color character in pea plants. Other contrasting traits of pea plants are shown in Figure 2. For some characters, more than two traits may be possible. Mendel wanted to see what would happen when he crossed individuals that have different traits. In such a cross, the offspring that result are called hybrids. Self-pollination. In garden pea plants, each flower contains both male and female reproductive parts. This arrangement allows the plant to self-pollinate or fertilize itself. Pea plants can also reproduce through cross-pollination. This process occurs when pollen from the flower of one plant is carried by insects or by other means to the flower of another plant. To cross-pollinate two pea plants, Mendel had to make sure that the plants could not self-pollinate. So he removed the male parts, which produce pollen, from some of the flowers. But he did not remove the female parts, which produce eggs, fruit, and seeds. Then, he dusted the female parts of one plant with pollen from another plant. Easy to grow. The garden pea plant is a small plant that needs little care and matures quickly. Also, each plant produces many offspring. Thus, many results can be compared for each type of cross. Recall that collecting repeated data is an important scientific method. Mendel's first experiments. A monohybrid cross is a cross that is done to study one pair of contrasting traits. For example, crossing a plant that has purple flowers with a plant that has white flowers is a monohybrid cross. Mendel's first experiments used monohybrid crosses and were carried out in three steps. The three steps are shown in Figure 3. Each step involved a new generation of plants. A generation is a group of offspring from a given group of parents. Step 1. Mendel allowed plants that had each type of trait to self-pollinate for several generations. This process ensured that each plant always produced offspring of the same type. Such a plant is said to be true breeding for a given trait. For example, every time a true breeding plant that has purple flowers self-pollinates, its offspring will have purple flowers. Mendel used true breeding plants as the first generation in his experiments. The first group of parents that are crossed in a breeding experiment are called the parental generation, or P generation. Step 2. Mendel crossed two P generation plants that had contrasting traits, such as purple flowers and white flowers. He called the offspring of the P generation the first filial generation, or F1 generation. He recorded the number of F1 plants that had each trait. Step 3. Mendel allowed the F1 generation to self-pollinate and produce new plants. He called this new generation of offspring the second filial generation, or F2 generation. He recorded the number of F2 plants that had each trait. Ratios in Mendel's results. All of Mendel's F1 plants expressed the same trait for a given character. The contrasting trait had disappeared. But when the F1 plants were allowed to self-pollinate, the missing trait reappeared in some of the F2 plants. Noticing this pattern, Mendel compared the ratio of traits that resulted from each cross. When F1 plants that had purple flowers were crossed with one another, 705 of the F2 offspring had purple flowers and 224 had white flowers. So, the F2 ratio of purple-flowered plants to white-flowered plants was 705 to 224, or about 3 to 1. Mendel's studies of the other characters gave a similar pattern. For each of the 7 characters that Mendel studied, he found a similar 3-to-1 ratio of contrasting traits in the F2 generation. As you will learn, Mendel tried to explain this pattern. Why it matters. Weird science. Amazing mutants. Fruit flies are widely used in genetic research because mutant forms provide clues about how genes work. One fly species, Drosophila melanogaster, has been studied so much that scientists understand its genes better than those of most other organisms. Still, there are many bizarre mutations yet to be understood. Popular in the lab. Fruit flies are popular with scientists because the flies are easy to breed and raise in a laboratory. The flies grow and reproduce quickly, and reproduce in large numbers. Also, the flies have been used in important genetic experiments since 1910. Many mutations. Most scientists who study fruit flies are interested in genetic variation and mutations. Thousands of mutant forms that have unique alleles, versions of a gene, have been observed in species of the genus Drosophila. Databases on the internet are used to share information on over 14,000 fruit fly genes. Just a few of the many kinds of fruit fly mutants are described here. Different colors. Differences in color are easy to recognize in a lab. Some fruit fly mutations affect eye color and body patterns. Some of the genes for coloration in flies show simple inheritance patterns, like the patterns that Mendel observed in garden pea plants. Malformed body parts. Some genes control the development of body parts. Mutations in such genes often cause body parts to develop improperly, as did the malformed wings shown here. This particular trait is seen only when a fly has a normal allele paired with the malformed wing allele. A fly that has two such alleles will not survive. Misplaced body parts. Imagine growing legs from your head. Some mutations cause legs, antennae, mouth parts, and wings to grow in various places on a fly's body. By studying these oddities, scientists have begun to understand the genes that control the arrangement of body parts in insects and other animals. Research. Find out more about Drosophila, such as its life cycle, size, and use in research. Well, we've reached the end of this section. Before moving on, take some time to demonstrate what you've learned by answering the review questions.